Adam, I mean, Adam, where art thou? This is the question God asked Adam after he and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit and attempted to hide themselves. Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of Monday Fine Points. We had a really nice service yesterday. I was especially pleased to see a few familiar faces I had missed seeing for a while, and all the others I look forward to seeing every Sunday. While our oldest group's show-and-tell presentation was well short of what they are capable of, the middle group's presentation, while not where it could be or should be, was good and continues to show signs of improvement. I continue to urge the parents and others to support and encourage our young people in our quest to provide them with the religious and social education that will help to sustain and guide them as they journey through life. Allow me now to pivot back to the opening question. Finding Adam is like finding an atom. An atom is the smallest known unit of matter that retains all of its properties. It is said that atoms in a single grapefruit were the size of blueberries, that grapefruit would be as large as the earth itself. Can you imagine that? When compared to the rest of the universe, the physical size of a man is probably less than the size of an atom. So then, finding Adam represents a real challenge. And one of the reasons why Jesus said man is condemned already. The good news is that God found Adam and has found us as well. In finding us, he is offering us the opportunity to become more than what we are. The alternative is to perish and vanish into the nothingness that we almost already are. This is the hope of Christianity, that an Adam can become an Adam, a heavenly being that is otherworldly, capable of existing in places unseen and unknown to us. We will go to Knights of Grove Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for their revival service, so get the word around. And the men will have breakfast at Flag Branch Saturday at 8:30. So until we meet again, blessings.